Obituary. Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. Pledge of a lifetime. Prince Philip, husband of Queen Elizabeth II, died on April 9th, aged 99.
His huge red hands were what you noticed first. On his wrist, the plain watch with its brown leather strap and the copper bracelet he wore to ease the rheumatism that so plagued his later years. Moulded by his genes and by life, those hands, big as lion paws, in turn moulded those around him, his wife, their children, her subjects. Had Philip been the soft-skinned English aristocrat that the king and queen would have preferred for their elder daughter Elizabeth, it would have been different. But he was an outsider. By the age of 26, when he married his second cousin once removed, he had lost virtually all his early roots. His father was dead. His mother, having suffered a mental breakdown, had withdrawn into a religious order. She wore a grey habit to the end of her life. Three of his four sisters married Nazis. None was welcome at the royal wedding in Westminster Abbey just after the end of the war. By then, Philip had also lost his birthright, his home, his name, nationality, and church. Even his birthday, fixed first in the Julian calendar and then in the Gregorian, was no longer the same. The 20th century would test Britain's monarchy with divorce, democracy, and disdain, but the man who held its future in those hands had an immigrant's hunger for tradition and hard work. He came to Britain by accident. He was born in 1921 on the island of Corfu. His father, son of the King of Greece, was of Danish and Russian origin mainly. His maternal grandfather grew up in Austria and Germany and became British. As a toddler, Philip was carried aboard ship in a cot made from an orange crate when his family was banished from Greece. Until he was 10, they lived in exile in Saint-Cloud, a leafy Paris suburb.